Welcome to Home Organizing for Beginners. I'm Tammy, your home organizing educator. Have you found yourself watching home organizing shows on Netflix ever? I love watching these shows, but I typically walk away with this vision in my head of what an organized home is supposed to be. It's supposed to be perfect. Wonderful decor, everything is matching, it all fits in the allotted spaces. The work they do on these shows is great, but I found for myself and many of my clients, it ultimately demotivates most moms. It's just not realistic to think that our homes are going to look the way they do on these shows. I mean, they can, but then can we really live life in our homes? I don't think so. We can't play with our kids. We can't let them paint in our kitchens or build forts in our living rooms. Real life dictates that our homes will look lived in, because they are. As someone who is or feels like they're just starting their home organizing journey, you want to be set up for lasting home organizing solutions, right? In order to make that happen, you'll have to do something different than you've done before or what society tells us. Instead of looking to others on TV shows or Pinterest or other social platforms for motivation, you can take pictures of your own home organizing journey. In this episode, I'll share with you what pictures to take, why you need to do so, and how to manage them in order to optimize their effect. First, I'm going to explain the hierarchy of home organization to you. If you understand this hierarchy, then what I'm explaining with these pictures will make more sense. At the top level, you have your overall home organizing journey. Your journey encompasses everything required to get started, get organized, and ultimately stay organized. Next, within your home organizing journey, you have many different areas. I would say these areas are all the rooms within your home, like the kitchen or the pantry, living room, basement, game room, bedroom, bathroom. Does that make sense? You have your overall journey, and your journey is broken down into multiple areas. Then each area is broken down into right-sized projects. In the last episode, I went into detail on what right-sizing means and how to determine the right-sized home organizing project to start with. You'll have many home organizing projects during your overall home organizing journey. I'm explaining it this way so that when you're taking pictures or videos, you'll know what to take. Documenting your entire home organizing journey would be extremely encouraging and motivational to you during the course of it, but also potentially encouraging to others. You can show your progress as accountability with a friend, and they can show their progress with you. You can show your progress with me. You can just send it to me in an email. You can even share it with yourself and your family as you move through your home organizing journey. Let's talk about what pictures to take. Before you start your home organizing journey, you'll want to do a video walkthrough of your entire home. I think this is really cool because you can do a commentary along the way. This is going to remind you of how you're feeling as you walk through your home. It's going to remind you of the real pain points, what's really frustrating you, and what's spurring you to even get started on this home organizing journey. So next, as you tackle each area of your home or each room, you're going to take a series of before pictures. Literally just the other day, my husband cleaned the inside of our oven, which we do not do very often. I don't know that we've actually done that at all since we moved into this house. But what he said to me was, "Oh, I wish I would have taken pictures before I cleaned it." Right? We always do that. We're always like, oh my gosh, look at the progress we made. And we're so quick to forget what that is. So taking these before pictures from specific angles in your room, you're going to be able to take after pictures from those same angles as well. You can take it maybe from the corner of the room, standing up on a chair, so you can get this higher level view that really captures much of what's going on in that room at that point in time. The goal is to capture before pictures of the room in a defined way so that you can take correlating pictures after. So you have a video walkthrough of your home and pictures of the area you're going to tackle first. As you dive into your right-sized home organizing projects, you can take before pictures, but at this level of the hierarchy, I recommend taking in-process pictures as well. This is in the event that you're interrupted or you're getting pulled away unexpectedly, because then you're going to be able to easily remember where you left off if things get messed up a little in the normal course of daily life. So why bother doing this? Why bother taking before and after pictures or even in-process pictures? Pictures of your own areas and projects are going to show you how far you've come, the work that you've done, not the work that someone else has done in someone else's home. This will motivate you to continue. You're going to build momentum. These pictures can serve as a reminder to yourself that you can get organized. It is certainly human nature to focus on what's left to do instead of what you've done so far or the progress that you've made. These videos and pictures are going to help you remember that. If you take a bunch of pictures but don't have a good way to find them, then you're kind of doing it for nothing, right? So I have a free PDF that you can download that's going to help ensure you're taking all of the needed pictures in a way that you can keep them organized. Sign up for the Secrets to Lasting Home Organization at www.homeorganizingforbeginners.com. You'll want to note the date you took the video and pictures, what the area is, and where you've stored them on your device. I recommend creating a home organizing folder on your phone and making sure you add these pictures and videos to it. Taking pictures is simple, and simple equals sustainable. This is a part of your overall home organizing journey that should not be underestimated. Being able to depend on your own work as motivation is a game changer. You can dive deeper into taking and managing your home organizing pictures with me by your side. Sign up for the Secrets to Lasting Home Organization. Join me next week as we dive into strategy 6, sort. I'll share what sorting is, why you sort your stuff, and how to do so effectively. Thanks so much and have a great day. I hope we have the opportunity to get to know each other better.